Damian, thanks for joining us this week. Obviously, a lot of folks are concerned about the economy right now. As we do know, with the COVID-19 public health emergency ordinances instituted by New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham, we have seen the economy here in New Mexico be impacted drastically. Across the country, we've had over 3 million unemployment claims filed. What are we looking at in New Mexico right now as this crisis unfolds?
Over 17,000 New Mexicans applied for unemployment benefits during that first week. That's up from just 869 the week before. And there are a lot of factors playing into this. Of course, we've seen restaurants, even here locally, that have either closed or severely reduced their operations as they shift to a takeout or delivery model. A lot of popular breweries around the state have been forced to close. Movie productions, which was a big economic driver for the state, those have halted. And, of course, we rely on tourism a lot, and that's taking a hit with hotels reducing their capacity to 50%. Spas have been ordered to close. And all of this comes at a terrible time because of the drop in oil and gas prices, which is New Mexico's most significant economic driver.
With this public health emergency, there has to be a lot of concern with folks who maybe were used to making a salary that are now looking at possibly only getting unemployment benefits. It could be a drastic drop for a lot of folks in the state.
We think a lot about restaurants and the impact this has had because we rely on them so much. But we spoke to a car wash owner last week who, you know, was used to washing 20 or 30 cars a day, and it dropped to 2 or 3. So, I mean, that's a tenfold decrease. And he flat out said, you know, we're just not going to be able to pay our employees if this keeps up. So it's having a severe impact on just about every sector right now.
There are a lot of questions out there in regards to how we're going to move forward with mass unemployment that the state is dealing with and really the entire country. What about the folks who may be self-employed in New Mexico? What questions do we still have on how those folks are going to be helped?
I think that's probably the biggest question mark hanging over this whole thing. I mean, for instance, if you're a substitute teacher and you're not able to work because the schools have closed down for the rest of the year, you would qualify for unemployment benefits. But if you're an Uber or a Lyft driver, that's a different story altogether. If you're a small business owner, there may be some help in the federal Small Business Rescue Plan, which is expected to provide $350 billion in loan forgiveness grants. That might be an avenue for the self-employed to pursue. Right now, I think that everyone is just trying to figure out how to get through the next weeks and months.
Okay, now let's close this with giving folks some information on how they could find out more details regarding unemployment benefits.
I think the best resource is always going to be the Department of Workforce Solutions website. That's dws.state.nm.us. There's a lot of frequently asked questions there. There's information about filing for unemployment benefits and so much more.
Damian Willis is a lead reporter with the Las Cruces Sun News. He covers business in the area. Damian, how can folks keep updated with your work?
Well, of course, they can always visit our website, lcsun-news.com, and follow me on Twitter, @Damian Willis.
Thanks, Damian. We'll talk with you next week.
Always a pleasure.